gotten some of the stuff out, but we can't ignore it. It's exactly like he had an impaction. I think it was probably a soft impaction. She thought that that seemed really reasonable. But our question is, of course, why was all this soft stool sitting in his bottom like that and he wasn't letting it out yesterday? Like, what was happening that wasn't allowing that to come out? Or did he stool yesterday and I missed it? No, I thought I hadn't seen any stool yesterday. You saw any stool yesterday?
I saw some this morning.
I missed that yesterday.
A little bit right before he went for his procedure.
Oh, okay. So why did he have a colon full of poop? Yes, it was all soft, but like, why wasn't he letting all that out to the point where he was feeling so horrible yesterday and feeling sick to his tummy?
Okay, so when you say that he's not letting it out,
right?
So what does that mean? Are you saying that he's got control over it?
Yeah, absolutely. At least he may have control over it. But remember how we talked about stage one was getting all the poop out? Stage one's happened. We're on stage two now. Why isn't the poop coming out? So in order to answer this question, Dr. Norelius took a biopsy from his intestine. She told you about that already. We're waiting for the results of that. That'll take a couple of days. There is a neurologic condition that can cause kids to have trouble letting their poop out because the nerves don't go to the intestine the way they're supposed to. And so we're waiting for the results of that. And then remember the second thing that you and I talked about is that I wanted to get an MRI of his spine to make sure that there wasn't something wrong with the spinal cord that was allowing or not letting the nerve impulses from the spine go to the intestines to let the poop out. And I think that's the second thing that we need to do. But I think the third thing, and Dr. Norelius and I agree that this is the most likely thing that's happening, is that he is not letting that poop come out. He is holding it in. And that's what's causing this chronic constipation and abdominal pain and bloating. And then to the point where here in the hospital, he got nauseous and started vomiting.
Okay. And that's where we are completely at opposite. Okay. That's not what's going on. And so what I don't understand is if the procedure this morning was justified, and we all know how serious it was, then what isn't justifying another CAT scan? He's never had another CAT. He's had one CAT scan in his whole life. Okay? So as far as like exposing him to radiation and all that type of stuff, I really don't care. I don't care if he's exposed to radiation, because supposedly the people who are the experts will know how to mix it up, especially for his weight and for his size and for his age, and minimize the likelihood of that type of damage occurring. But if there is something not happening. Okay, there's something not happening, and I do not understand why a barium swallow and barium enema is not justified, like at the same time. And I don't understand why another CAT scan isn't justified, especially when the doctor told me that it was very abnormal, the one that he had.
Yeah, it was very abnormal. It's full poop.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but the other thing is that there was nothing else that they saw, which is really great news. That's why I'm not doing more imaging.
But that's why they said that they couldn't see because of all the poop. And now all the poop is supposedly gone.
Hmm. Well,
so they did a repeat KUB after the procedure.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, I saw it. And I looked at it. And in fact, Dr. Norelius and I looked at it together. And it really looks like there's a lot of air left in his intestines, but there's not that much poop in there. To the point where we really think that is his NG still in?
Yeah, and it's still
to suction. Oh, it is? He can still see nauseated?
Yeah, when he came back, he was.
You want water?
We had a discussion and
Okay, no, that makes sense, especially if it's still to suction. Okay, no, that makes a lot of sense.
So he's probably, I think he had like about 60 in there, and then this two.
I was also asking the nurse about the ineffectiveness of the oral laxatives that have been administered to heretofore. Is there anything stopping us from trying food juice?
Yeah.
or something like that?
No, I'm just concerned that Pooja's won't be aggressive enough. You know, Pooja's, it's a great treatment for constipation that's mild. You know, if you have a hard poop here and there, a little Pooja's daily can help keep that soft.
But he didn't have a hard poop.
He had no poop.
Right.
Exactly. So I think Pooja's is not going to be aggressive enough for him. I want to start a regimen where he takes a little bit of medicine every day. One medicine to keep the intestine or the poop soft, and one medicine to help the intestine squeeze to try to help make sure he has an emptying bowel movement every day so that poop doesn't have a chance to build up again the way that it did before. Dr. Aurelius and I talked about this together at length, actually, and especially looking at his intestine. One of the things that was really reassuring, it's really helpful and positive for us to see, is that the colon is starting to come back down to a little bit more of a normal size, and it has a lot of air in it, but not a lot of poop in it anymore, which makes us think that medical therapy would be something that would really work well for him.
What caused that gas buildup?
Usually it's because of the length of time that stool is in there. The bacteria in your colon, they're supposed to be there that help digest your food. But one of the things that they do is they make gas when they're digesting food and working on that poop. And he had poop in there that had been in there for ages. So the more the bacteria has a chance to work on that, the gassier he can be. That's my best guess.
I wish there was a way that we could carbon ring date that poop.
You know, it's so interesting because when I've had patients that have had this done before and stuff gets pulled out, they'll say things to me like, and I'm sorry if it sounds a little bit gross, but it's sort of like your idea of carbon dating. Like, oh my God, I haven't eaten corn in a month. And that's what they're pulling out of somebody's bottom. I mean, it's kind of gross to think about, but at the same time, it's also really helpful, I feel like, for a family to see, like, oh my gosh, look how long that's been in there. So,
I would scoop that stuff out with a teaspoon, okay? Myself, gladly, anytime. I have absolutely, I sniff his vomit, I sniff his poop.
Sure.
I look at it. There is no part of anything about him that repulses me or turns me off
right.
or turns me away.
You could do it all because you're his mom. That's what we do as moms, right? We just do it all.
And
right.
I just... It just sounds like the way that I don't understand why the x-rays showed is not what the actual examination showed or revealed. And I don't understand why, if that, because what I was told yesterday was that the reason why he was in so much pain, he has told me that he's in more pain today than he has ever been in his whole entire life.
Mm.
Okay. And the same stabbing pain that he was feeling yesterday is what he's feeling now,
mm-hmm.
only it's worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yesterday when he was feeling it, the explanation I received was that there was this great big melon-sized 3-year-old poop rock inside of his colon that was, that his intestines were bearing down upon, and that because it was like the contractions that a woman has when she's getting ready to have a baby,
mm-hmm.
that was what was causing his pain.
Mm-hmm.
But that poop rock did not materialize.
Right,
that's
it wasn't a rock. It was that same volume of poop, but it was all soft. Which I think is like even, you know, more interesting, right? Why does he have this enormous ball of soft poop in there? Because that's pretty much what it was, you know, to try to make it simple to think about, is that there was a lot of poop in there, but it wasn't rock hard. It wasn't like his intestine was squeezing on it and it couldn't get out because it was a rock. I'm worried his intestine was squeezing out on it and it couldn't come out, even though it was soft, because either number one, there's a neurologic problem and that's what we need to address first, or number two, he's actually holding it in. And that actually is really interesting. I mean, one of the things about the human body is that it can be stronger than any medicine that I have. So it's an interesting thought.
Well, I know that your examinations and that your imaging things have already, I guess, ruled out a GI tract obstruction that has manifested itself as constipation.
Correct.
So I haven't had the privilege or the pleasure of viewing that CAT scan that ruled that out. And again, I don't understand how it could have ruled it out when supposedly there was so much poop in there that it prevented a clear image. I don't understand.